Then he sent messengers into the city to Ahab, king of Israel, and said to him, "This says Ben-Hadad."
Wathuma isijunywa ka-Ahab inkosi yakwa-Israyeli emzini wathi kuye, "Usho kanje uBen-Hadad,
your silver and your gold are mine. Your loveliest wives and children are mine."
Uthi isiliva lakho negolide lakho lingelami, nawomkakho nabantwana bakho abahle bangabami.
And the king answered and said, "My lord, O king, just as you say, I and all that I have are yours."
Inkosi ya-Israyeli yaphendula yathi, "Kunjengokusho kwakho, nkosi yami. Nkosi, ngingowakho nakho konke enginakho."
Then the messengers came back and said, "Thus speaks Ben-Hadad, saying, 'Indeed, I've sent to you, saying, you shall deliver to me your silver and your gold, your wives and your children.'"
Kepha isithunywa zabuya zathi, "Usho kanje uBen-Hadadi uthi, 'Ngathumela kuwe ngathi, uyakunikela kimi isiliva lakho negolide lakho, nawomkakho nabantwana bakho.'
But I will send my servants to you tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of your servants, and it shall be that whatever is pleasant in your eyes, they will put in their hands and take it."
Kepha ngalesi sikhathi kusasa ngiyakuthuma izinceku zami kuwe, ziyalule indlu yakho nezindlu zezinceku zakho, kuyakuthi konke okuhle emehlweni akho zikufake esandleni sazo zikususe.
I think we'll just read to there, up to there for now.
Sizobe sifunde sigcine lapho kwamanje.
Just to look at King Ahab for a minute before we carry on.
Ukuba ke sibuke nje inkosi u-Ahab singakaqhubeki.
We know that King Ahab was most probably the worst and the most evil king Israel ever had.
Siyaqonda ukuthi inkosi u-Ahab kwakuyinkosi eyaba yimbi kunawo wonke amakhosi akwa-Israel.
She was an evil man.
Wayeyindoda embi.
He sacrificed his children to idols.
Wanikela abantwana bakhe ezithixweni.
He got married to Jezebel, who was a witch and an idolatress and a whore.
Waganwa Isabel, owayeziphethe kabi, eyisangoma, eziphethe kabi.
She made him basically kill all the prophets whom she knew about in Israel, the prophets of God.
Wamenza ukuba bulale bonke abaprofeti ayebazi kwa-Israyeli.
This was most probably the lowest time in the history of Israel.
Lesi kwakuyisikhathi esiphansi kakhulu emlandweni wakwa-Israyeli.
The most godless time in the history of Israel.
Isikhathi sokungabi nankulunkulu esinzima kwa-Israyeli.
Now what happened here during this crisis towards the end of Ahab's life?
Kwenzekani kulesi sikhathi esibucayi sempilo yokuphela kwempilo ka-Ahab?
We read that Ben-Hadad came to war against him.
Sizwa ukuthi uBen-Hadad wahlaselisa impi yakhe, uhlasela u-Ahab.
When Ben-Hadad came against Israel, the Syrians had slowly been building up their forces and become a great nation.
Lapho uBen-Hadad emelana no-Israel, ama-Assyria ayihlomisa impi yakhe eyikhulisa emelana no-Israel.
And Israel was really a very small little nation compared to the powerful Syrian forces.
U-Israel bekuyisizwane esincane uma usiqhathanisa nalempi enkulu enamandla yase-Assyria.
So in the light of that, you can understand why Ahab did not even try to fight. When Ben-Hadad asked his wives, he said, "Okay, you can have my wives."
Ingakho uthola nje ukuthi u-Ahab akazange azame nokuzama lapho uBen-Hadad efuna amakhosikazi akhe nakho konke anakho. Wathi hayi, ungathatha amakhosikazi akhe.
Do you think a man will just give up his wives, his silver, his gold, even his children?
Ungacabanga ukuthi umuntu anganikela ngamakhosikazi akhe, ngesiliva lakhe, ngamagolide, ngisho nangabantwana bakhe?
No, he did it because at that stage Israel was like a speck of dust, so small they were compared to the massive Syrian empire.
Why kwenza lokho ngoba uIsrael uma umkhathanisa wayefana nothulu uma ukhathanisa nezigidigidi zempe namandla aseAsiria.
And yet when we read further,
kodwa lapho sifunda siqhubeka.
And we're still going to read it.
Sisazoqhubeka sifunde futhi.
We'll read how God sent a prophet to Ahab.
Sizwa uNkulunkulu ukuthi wamthumela kanjani umprofeti kuAhab.
And he said, Ahab, I'm giving the Syrians into your hands.
Uthi uNkulunkulu, Ahabi, nginikela abaseAsiria esandleni sakho.
One cannot understand this.
Umuntu akakwazi ukuqonda lokho.
After a lifetime of after having hated God, gone against God, killing God's prophets, killing Naboth, all kinds of innocent people.
Emva kuba uAhabi esemzonde kangaka uNkulunkulu, wabulala abaprofeti bakhe, wabulala izizwe ezingenacala, wabulala abantu abangenacala.
Out of the blue, God comes and he tells this godless, godless king, listen, I'm going to give the enemy into your hands.
Ngokuphazima kweso nje uNkulunkulu ukhuluma kulonke lenkosi embi uthi ngizonikela izitha zakho esandleni sakho.
Friends, I don't think we'll ever be able to know and really understand God's grace.
Zihlobo angazi ukuthi singakwazi into siuqonde siubambe umusa kaNkulunkulu.
There's a Welsh preacher which once preached.
Kwakukhona umshumayeli wase Welsh owashumayela.
And he says there's a question that you will not be able to answer. And I will also not be able to answer.
He
says there's a question even the angels in heaven won't be able to answer. And he says even God in heaven will not be able to answer this question that I have. This is my question. How will we escape God's judgment if we neglect such a great salvation that God has prepared for us?
Uthi siyakuphunyuka kanjani uma sidebesela umusa nosindiso olungaka uNkulunkulu asilungiselele lona na?
If a gracious God stretches out his hand to us as bad and evil as we are, and we do not grab that hand with both hands and cling to it, there's no hope.
Uma uNkulunkulu sibabi sinjena esilulela isandla sakhe, esilulela umusa wakhe, singabambeleli kuwona, siyophunyuka kanjani?
But you know how Ahab's mind may be worked.
Awuyazi ukuthi umqondo kaAhab icishe wawusebenza kanjani.
Ahab maybe thought, well, you know, this shows you we are not so bad after all.
Uthi mhlamba hayi kuyatshengisa lokhu ukuthi hayi asibabi kangako.
It shows you the sins that I've committed is not so bad after all, because why does God help me?
Kusho ukuthi lezi zono ezimbi kangaka engizenzile asizimbi kangako yini uNkulunkulu angisize.
Look, God sends a prophet to me like he sends to the good people of old and to tell me he's on my side.
Buka uNkulunkulu uthumela umprofeti kumina uzongitshela njengabaprofeti abadala ababelungile ukuthi ungakimi uzongisiza.
And I won't be surprised if Ahab and many in Israel thought God is helping us because of our own goodness, because we are so good.
Mhlambe mangala ukuthi nabanye waIsrael babe nalokho ukuthi uNkulunkulu usiza kangaka njoba nathi sibahle.
What was happening, both agreed, both Ahab and God agreed about, God was going to help him and save him.
Bavumelana uNkulunkulu noAhab ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzomsiza uAhab.
But the reason why it was happening, Ahab's idea was so far, or may have been so far away from God's, like the east is from the west.
Noma kwenzeka lokhu kodwa imicabango kaAhab ibikude njengempumalanga nentshonalanga kuNkulunkulu.
You see, this is the trap that the godless man falls into.
Lona unoxhaka umuntu ongenankulunkulu awela kuwona.
He starts living in a dream. A dream.
Uqala aphile emaphusheni akhe.
He starts interpreting things that happen to him totally different from the reality of why things are actually happening.
Aqale ahumushe izinto ngendlela ehlukile kunalento izinto ezenzeka ngayo.
And friends, it's not just the godless heathen that lives in that dream.
Zihlobo akuhola nje amahedeni kuphela aphila kulelo phupho.
That think when it's going well with them, it's because of their own goodness.
Abacabanga ukuthi njoba hamba kahle kubona kungenxa yobuhle babo.
When my business is doing well, it's because I've got a good business mind.
My business lami lihamba kahle kungenxa yoba nginomqondo webhizinisi omuhle.
When I've got a good wife or a good husband, it's because God loves me.
Uma ngino
because I'm with God and God agrees with my life.
Uma nginonkosikazi omuhle noma nomkhoyana omuhle kungenxa yokuba uNkulunkulu evumelana nami nginomcabango omuhle.
And it can be the story of my life that God has runs parallel just next to the story that I have, but it's two totally different stories.
Kungaba ukuthi izinto ziyahambisana indaba yami iyahambisana kube ngathi kuhambisana eceleni kodwa umcabango wezinto ubuhlukene kakhulu.
Both stories meet at the incidents at the same place where things happened to me, but the reason why it got there or how it got there is a totally different story.
Izinto zihamba zihlangane la zihlangana khona lapho kudingekala ukuthi kwenzeke khona into kodwa ukuthi kwenzeke lokho kuyizinto ezahlukene indaba yayo.
Friends, it's not just the worldly person that can live in such a dream.
Zihloba kuyena nje umuntu wasezweni ongaphila kulelo phupho.
A person calling himself a Christian can live in such a dream.
Umuntu ozibiza ngokuthi umKristu angaphila kulelo phupho.
He thinks he's going to church and things are going well with him in God.
Acaba ngathi ngoba ngiyayo esontweni izinto zihamba kahle baqondana nami noNkulunkulu.
But what God thinks about his life is totally different from what he thinks of his life himself.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu acabanga ngempilo yakhe kuhluke kakhulu yena lo muntu acabanga ngakho ngempilo yakhe.
You know the well-known story of the man in Russia who went to shoot a bear.
Uyayikhumbula indaba yomuntu waseRussia exoxwayo indoda ehamba yodubula ibhele.
Found the bear.
Walthola ibhele.
And when he wanted to shoot the bear,
mayefuna ukulidubula ibhele.
The bear said to him, "Hang on, you can't shoot me."
Lithi ibhele, "Hayi, ume ungangidubuli."
The man says, "Well, how can you say that to me?"
Lithi indoda, "Ha, ungakusho kanjani lokho kimi?"
The bear says to him, "You can't just come and shoot me like that."
Ibhele lithi, "Awazi uvele nje ungidubule."
I tell you, the devil can speak to people.
Ngiyakutshela uSathane angaxoxa nabantu.
And change their minds.
Ayiguqule ingqondo zabo.
Never sit down to argue with the devil.
Ungahlali phansi uxoxisane uphikisane noSathane.
The bear said, "No, you can't shoot me. I want to eat you."
Ibhele lithi, "Angikwazi ukuthi awukwazi ungidubula, ngifuna ukudla."
Man says, "You can't eat me because I'm going to shoot you."
Ibhele lithi, "Awukwazi ungidla ngoba ngizokudubula."
The bear says, "Why do you want to shoot me?"
Ibhele lithi, "Ngani ufuna ungidubula?"
He says, "I want your coat. I want to make clothes for me."
Lithi, "Hayi, ngifuna isikhumba sakho ngoba lenza amabhantshi amahle isikhumba sebhele."
The bear says, "Yes, but I'm hungry. I want to eat."
Ibhele lithi, "Hayi, nami ngilambile ngifuna ukudla."
The main man never returned home that day.
Le ndoda ayibuyelanga ekhaya ngalelo langa.
2, 3, 4 days later, they decided from the little town where he came from to send a group of a company of men to look for him. They found him in the forest. He had the coat of the bear on. But he was in the stomach of the bear.
Eligqoke ngoba ephakathi esiswini sebhele.
You see, you may think you're getting what you want.
Ungacabanga ukuthi uyakuthola ukufunayo.
You're choosing the wife you want.
Ukhetha unkosikazi omthandayo.
You choosing the work you want.
Ukhetha umsebenzi othandayo.
And then you go to church.
Bese uya esontweni.
And you pray, Lord, please be with me.
Ukuthandaza ukuthi inkosi iba nami.
Lord, I'm now going to get married.
Manje inkosi sengizoshada.
Please be present in my marriage.
Inkosi bakhona emshadweni wami.
And even though you get married in church,
noma ushadele esontweni,
while people think you're a Christian,
abantu becabanga ukuthi ungumKristu,
you are actually in the stomach of the bear.
Kodwa empeleni usesiswini sebhele.
Tell me, how are you going to complete the year that is past?
Ngitshele uzowuphetha kanjani unyaka, uphethe kanjani unyaka odlule?
What story would you write about your life for the past year?
Ungabhala yipi indaba ngempilo yakho kulonyaka odlule?
And what story would God write about your life for the past year?
UNkulunkulu ke yena ngabhala kuphi ngempilo yakho kulonyaka odlule?
Is God's story of your life this year that's going past 2012, is God's story the same as your story, dear brother and sister?
Uma uNkulunkulu engabhala ngempilo yakho yalonyaka odlule 2012, uzobhala into efana ncamashi naleyo emingabhalwa wena na?
Make very, very, very sure you dare not make a mistake in this.
Yenza isiqiniseko ungalenzi iphutha maqondana nalokhu.
Don't say I've got the skin on.
Ungasho ukuthi ngisitholile isikhumba.
I get what I want.
Ngikutholile ngifunayo.
I get the things I want.
Yes, tholile izinto engifunayo.
And I'm going to church.
Ngiyaya esontweni.
And you know what? I love the Lord Jesus as well.
Ngiyamthanda futhi uJesu nami.
I also want to serve the Lord Jesus.
Nami impela ngifuna ukumkhonza uJesu.
And I want everything I do to carry the blessing of God's children.
Ngithanda ukuthi konke engikwenzayo ngithole nesibusiso sabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
But you know you sit in the stomach of the bear. You followed your own desires this year that is past.
Uyazi ukuthini usesiswini sebhele ulandele izifiso zakho kulonyaka odlule.
It's one of the most deceptive states a Christian can fall into.
Kuyisimo esikhohlisa kakhulu umuntu angawela kusona.
One of the most dangerous states.
Isimo esinzima kabi.
And I can even testify and say where the Lord helped me, as the Lord helped Ahab.
Ngingafakaza ukuthi inkosi ngisize ungisize njengoba wasiza u-Ahabi.
I can even testify where God in a supernatural way did miracles for me.
Ngingafakaza ukuthi inkosi yenza imangaliso ungenzele imangaliso.
But God in heaven,
kodwa uNkulunkulu ezulwini,
looks back at your life of 2012.
Abuke impilo yakho, aphenduke abuke impilo yakho ka-2012.
And he says, you know what, dear friend?
Athi uyazi ukuthini sihlobo?
Everything you did in the stomach of the bear.
Wethi konke okwenzile emhlobo wenze useswini sebhele.
All your good deeds,
yonke imsebenzi yakhe emihle,
means nothing to me.
Ayisho lutho kimi.
You've wasted the year that's past.
Uchithe nje ngeze lomnyaka odlule.
You're far from me.
Ukude nami.
What you think of yourself and what I think of you are as far from each other as the east is from the west.
Lokho okucabanga ngakho nalokho mina engicabanga ngakho kuyimpumalanga nentshonalanga.
Israel won this first battle.
What?
Israel won.
Israel wayiwina lempi.
And I can just imagine what they could have thought.
Ngiyacabanga ukuthi bacabangani
after they won the battle.
Lapho sebeyiwinile lempi.
Hey, you know, we are still Israel, you know, that you shouldn't take us light. We were like a little David against the Goliath and we conquered them. So we are still there. People must know it.
Abantu abaqonda ukuthi nathi singama-Israyeli sifana ncamashi noDavida nomncane wanqoba uGoliath. Sikhona singama-Israyeli.
Oh, you proud and foolish man, you have no share in the kingdom of heaven.
Wena oziqhenyayo, ozazisayo, awunasabelo embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
You have no share in the kingdom of heaven.
Awunasabelo embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
The second point I want to mention.
Iphuzu lesibili engithanda ukulibalula.
Ahab turned his back on God all his life.
Wahabi wamflathela uNkulunkulu impilo yakhe yonke.
But he became a slave of Ben-Hadad.
Kodwa waphenduka waba isigcila sikaBenada.
You see, a rebel to God will, and I say will, it will always happen. A rebel to God will be a slave of some others or something else.
Ngiyaphinda ngiyasho ngithi ukumhlubuka uNkulunkulu uma umhlubukile uNkulunkulu zoba isigqila sezinye izinto.
You turn your back on God,
flathela uNkulunkulu,
and you become a slave to something else.
Uzoba isigqila sokuthize khona ukuzogqilaza.
Slave to alcohol.
Uzoba isigqila sotshwala.
You become a slave to your friends.
Ube isigqila sabangani bakho.
Actually, you become a slave of the devil.
Empeleni uzoba isigqila sika Satan.
Just look at this king, how deceitful he was.
Awubukele inkosi ukuthi ibisikhohlisa kangakanani.
He turned his back to get married to Jezebel, that evil wife.
Uflathela uNkulunkulu uganwa uJezebeli unkosikazi omubi.
He betrayed his God for the sake of a woman.
Wamdayisa uNkulunkulu ngenxa yesimo sosifazane.
So precious was Jezebel to him that he was willing to betray his God to get married to her.
UJezebeli waba iligugu kuyena wazimisela ukuthi amflathele uNkulunkulu amdayise ngenxa kaJezebeli.
And now that King Ben-Hadad want his wives, he betrays his the very same wife to save his own skin. And he gives her away to Ben-Hadad.
Manje, ngoba uBen-Hadad usefuna lamakhosikazi akhe. Usephinda futhi udayisa lamakhosikazi akhe ngenxa yokuphila kwakhe ukuze azisindise.
Ultimately, he was serving himself.
Empeleni ubezidayisa yena.
He was loyal to himself and to nobody else.
Ubeze themba yezithanda yena thembeke kuyena ngaphandle komunye umuntu.
And selfishness is the curse of the time we live in.
Umuntu ozifunela okwakhe kuyisiqalekiso ekuphileni.
You can be very nice and unselfish to certain persons.
Ungaba muhle kodwa ube umuntu oncishanayo kwabanye abantu.
But it's all part of a strategy. In the end, you want to benefit yourself through it.
Kodwa ekugcineni ufuna ukuthi wena uzuze kulokho.
Such a man cannot be trusted.
Umuntu onjalo akanakuthenjwa nanini.
Friends, a man who turns his back on God cannot be trusted. He'll betray anybody for himself and to save his own skin.
Umuntu okwazi ukuthi aflathele uNkulunkulu akwazi ukumthemba angadayisa noma yini ukuze nje asindise yena nje kuphela.
Why do we sit with corruption in government?
Yini sihlale nenkohlakalo kuhulumeni?
They all fight for the poor before they come into power.
Bonke bebelwela abampofu ngaphambi kokuthi bangene emandleni.
And once they're in power,
uma sebengenile emandleni,
they steal the money from the poor to make themselves rich.
Sebentshontsha imali kulabo abampofu ukuze bazicebise bona.
Why?
Ngani na?
Because of this curse that's upon our country and many parts of Africa and the world. This curse of selfishness.
Ngenxa yalesi siqalekiso esikhona ezweni lakithi nasemazweni onke aseAfrika sokuthi umuntu azifunele okwakhe.
They don't rule their countries for the sake of the people, they rule it for themselves, for their own sake.
Ababusa amazwe babusele ukuthi basize abampofu, babusele ukuthi bazuze bona.
Friends, you cannot trust a selfish man.
Awazi ukumthemba umuntu osifunela okwakhe.
He'll betray you and anybody else to save his own skin. You know, I wonder what Jezebel thought when she heard this. This man was like a little doll in my hands. I could just steer him which way, whichever way I wanted him to go. And now, what does he do? He goes and he sells me out to Ben-Hadad without blinking an eye. Tell me, friend, who have you been serving this past year? And tell me, do you want to continue next year on the same tune? It's of no use that you have New Year's decisions if you don't give God his rightful place in your life. If you don't change in that, you will continue with the same old things. And your new year will not be different from the old one. You'll just hang a few more bells and whistles on your life that's supposed to glorify the Lord. But your heart will be the heart of a deceitful, selfish man. The next point. Ahab was in an absolutely hopeless position. His whole life behind him had run gone past. He had no reserves. He was kind of indebted everywhere. He had betrayed God. Everything was on a low. He was at his weakest point, the weakest point of his whole life. And God says to him, Ahab, while you're at your weakest point, turn your back on Ben-Hadad and follow me.
Lapho esesimweni esibi esibucayi esiphansi ngenye indlela uNkulunkulu uthi Ahabi phendukela phenduka flathela uBenhadad ubambelele kini.
Friends, I'm tempted to say God will always come to you when you're at your weakest.
Ngiyalingeka mhlobo ukuthi ngisho ngithi uNkulunkulu uzofika kuwe lapho usesimweni esiphansi.
When you can least afford following the Lord.
Lapho ungakwazi ngisho nakancane ukumlandela.
When you are already indebted.
Lapho usesikweleti.
And you've been hiding all the things you've stolen and you've been indebted. And you don't have any reserves to go and pay for everything you've stolen. You can't say, Lord, I've got money in the bank, so I'm changing, I'll take that money and pay all my debts.
And
you know, if I go back and apologize, I'm going to end up in jail. Maybe you've made promises to people. Maybe you've sworn to friends that you'll always be faithful to them. And maybe it's at a time when you are helpless in the hands of your friends. You need them. That's the time when God will come to you and say, choose now for me. No matter how much it will cost you, no matter how difficult it's going to be, trust me, surrender your life and trust me.
ngaleso sikhathi uNkulunkulu ezofika kuwe ethi zinikele kimi akusekho lutho ozokwenza ngethembe phendukela kimi ungethembe.
Let's read from verse 7.
Ake sifunde uverse 7.
So the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, "Notice, please, and see how this man seeks trouble. For he has sent for my wives and my children, my silver and my gold, and I did not deny him."
Inkosi yakwa-Israyeli yayisibiza onke amalungu ezwe yathi, "Ake niqaphele nibone ukuthi lowo muntu ufuna okubi ngokuba wathumela kimi ngawomkami nangabantwana bami nangesiliva lami nangegolide lami angimnqabelanga."
And all the elders and all the people said to him, "Do not listen or consent."
Amalungu onke nabantu bonke bathi kuye, "Ungalaleli, ungavumi."
Verse 12. And it happened when Ben-Hadad heard this message, as he and the kings were drinking at the command post, that he said to his servants, "Get ready," and they got ready to attack the city.
Kwathi esezwa lelizwi ephuza kanye namakhosi emadokodweni wathi ezincekwini zakhe mayiphume yayisiphuma ukulwa nomuzi. Verse 12.
Suddenly a prophet approached Ahab, king of Israel, saying, "Thus says the Lord, have you seen all this great multitude? Behold, I will deliver it into your hand today, and you shall know that I am the Lord."
Bheka kwasondela umprofeti kwaHabi inkosi yakwa-Israyeli wathi, "Usho kanje uJehova uthi, uyasibona sonke lesi sixuku na? Bheka ngiyakusinikela esandleni sakho namuhla, uze wazi ukuthi mina nginguJehova."
Ahab maybe thought God is helping him because he's such a good man.
WaHabi ubengacabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu umsiza ngoba ewumuntu omuhle.
God was doing it for one reason and one reason only, that Ahab will know that he is God and that his life will change according to that.
UNkulunkulu ubekwenza ngesizathu esodwa efuna ukuthi uAhabi azi ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
What a surprise to this evil king.
Kwaba isimanga esingakanani kule nkosi embi.
I wonder whether Ahab believed it when he heard this.
Angazi ukuthi uAhab wakholwa yini lokhu uma ekuzwa.
He's always been an enemy of God's prophets and God's people.
Ube yisitha sabaprofeti bakaNkulunkulu nabantu bakaNkulunkulu.
He was such a stink to God's kingdom all these days.
Ube umuntu onukayo ngamanye amazwi embusweni kaNkulunkulu.
You see, friends, one must be careful that we do not miss a kind message from the Lord because we do not expect any sympathy from the Lord.
Asiqaphele izihlobo singalahlekelwa umusa kuNkulunkulu ngoba asilindele ukuthi uNkulunkulu angaba nozwelo kuthina.
That you're living in bitterness,
sihlale ebumuncweni bethu,
of everything that's happened to you,
ngakho konke okwenzeke kuwena,
everything the Lord has allowed to happen to you,
ngakho konke uNkulunkulu akuvumela ukuthi kwenzeke kuwe,
everything in your eyes that God's children have done to you,
ngakho konke abantwana bakaNkulunkulu abakwenzile kuwe,
and you are so swallowed up in your bitterness,
bese udliwa ilobu muncu bakho,
that you cannot hear it when God sends a kind message to you.
Ungabusakuzwa ke uNkulunkulu mayesethumela umbiko omuhle kuwe onozwe.
You simply cannot believe that God wants really to help you and save you.
Ubusungakwazi ukukholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna ukusindisa kusize.
This is what salvation is all about.
Yilokho ke usindiso eliyikho.
To hear a kind message from God when you least expect it.
Ukuzwa umbiko omuhle uNkulunkulu ungawulindele.
Where God says to you, "In order for you to know that I am God, I'm going to bless you with this thing."
Athi uNkulunkulu ukuze uqonde ukuthi nguNkulunkulu ngizokubusisa ngalokhu.
I think many people have missed blessings because they are just so full of bitterness and negativity that they cannot believe a kind message from God.
Abantu abaningi balahlekela izibusiso ngoba bamuncu akungeni lutho, baze balahlekelwe isibusiso bangakuzwa ukukhuluma kaNkulunkulu okuthambile kubo.
Like that man whose car broke down at night.
Njengaleyo ndoda imoto yayo eyalimala ebusuku.
And he saw a light far away, a farmhouse.
wabona ukhanya le indlu yaseplazini.
And he thought he'll go and ask for a jack from the farmer.
Wayesethi ngizohamba ngiye kumlimi ngiyofuna ujeke.
But it was 2 o'clock in the morning. That's the time when you sleep best. Ask anybody who has to get up in the middle of the night for work regularly, and he'll tell you 2 o'clock in the morning is the worst time to get up for a job.
Kodwa-ke bekuyisikhathi sika 2 ekuseni, bayazi-ke laba bavuka kakhulu, abasebenza bavuke kakhulu. Leso sikhathi sinzima kabi ukuthi uvuke uye emsebenzini uma uzivuka ngo-2 ekuseni.
And as he was walking, he was just imagining how this farmer is going to pluck open the door. And he'll be furious.
Lapho eza uyambona nje lomlimi lapho esevula isicapha sakhe esithukuthele.
And his imagination ran away with him.
Imicabango yakhe iyamakha lomlimi ukuthi uzokwenza njani.
You could just imagine how the farmer would kick him on his behind and chase him away and curse him.
Uyacabanga nje ukuthi lomlimi uzomkhahlela kanjani amfake ibhuzu ngemuva.
Finally he came to the farm.
Ekugcineni wafika la kumlimi.
Knocked on the door.
Wangqongqoza la emnyango.
But by now he was convinced the farmer is going to treat me like a dog.
Manje usiyazazela ukuthi lo mlimi uzokuphuma ngiphathise okwenja.
And the farmer opened the door and said, "Good evening."
Uma umlimi evula uthi awusawubona.
He said, "Ach man, just keep your jack," and he turned around and he walked away.
Wathi shiya ujeke wakho waphenduka wathi yeka lo jeke wakho waphenduka buyele emuva.
Sometimes that's how we see God.
Esikhathini esiningi simbona kanjalo uNkulunkulu.
We cannot imagine that God is gracious and merciful.
Asikwazi ukubona uNkulunkulu ukuthi angaba nomusa kithi.
And we miss it when God stretches out his hand to us.
Bese siyalahlekelwa yilokho uma uNkulunkulu eseselulela isandla.
Verse 20. And each one killed his man, so the Syrians fled, and Israel pursued them, and Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on a horse with cavalry.
Babulala kwaba yilona lo umuntu wakhe, ama-Aram abaleka, u-Israel wawaxosha, u-Ben-Hadad inkosi yama-Aram waphunyuka nehashi kanye nabamashi.
Verse 23, then the servants of the king of Syria said to him, "Their gods are the gods of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we, but if we fight against them in the plain, surely we will be stronger than they."
Izinceku zenkosi yama-Aram zathi kuyo, "UNkulunkulu wabo uNkulunkulu wezintaba, ngalokho basahlula. Kepha masilwe nabo ethafeni impela siya kubahlula."
Verse 28. Then a man of God came and spoke to the king of Israel and said, "Thus says the Lord, because the Syrians have said, 'The Lord is God of the hills, but he's not God of the valleys,' therefore, I will deliver all this great multitude into your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord."
Verse 28. Wasisondela umuntu kaNkulunkulu wathi enkosini yakwa-Israyeli, "Usho kanje uJehova uthi, ngokuba ama-Aramu eshilo ukuthi uJehova unguNkulunkulu wezintaba, ngasiye uNkulunkulu wezigodi, ngiyakusinikela sonke lesi sixuku esikhulu esandleni sakho. Nize nazi ukuthi nginguJehova."
Are you maybe making the same mistake as the Syrians?
Ngabe wenza iphutha elifana nayo?
You believe God is with you when it's going well with you.
Ucabanga ukuthi uNkulunkulu kanye nawe uma kuhamba kahle.
When you're up.
Uma uphezulu.
But when you're down, you don't believe that God is powerful to help you anymore. Is God only the God of the hills for you? Or is God the God of the valleys as well? Is God the God of the hills for you? When it goes well with you, is he still God in your life? Do you still allow him to say what must be done? Or do you decide what must be done and then you just ask the Lord to come along and bless what you are doing? You see, Ahab was under this tremendous pressure. He was besieged again. And God was once again there. There is the danger that when we go into difficult situations,
ikhona ingozi ukuthi mangabe sisesimweni esibucayi.
And I say this with our eyes on the year that's lying ahead.
Ngikusho lokhu ngalokho okungaphambi kwethu.
A year that we don't know of, a year which may have very difficulties.
Unyaka ungaphambi kwethu ongaba nezinkinga.
Friends, the devil will try to intimidate you so much in difficult times that he penetrates into your prayer time.
USathane uzokuhlasela kuze kungene kufike ngisho nasesikhathini sakho somthandazo.
I don't know what difficulty you are experiencing.
Angazi ukuthi bunzima buno ohlangene nabo.
But the devil can bark so much and make such a loud noise.
Ukodwa uSathane angakwenza kube umsindo akhonkothe kakhulu ayenze umsindo omkhulu.
That he manages to break into the most precious time that you have, the time when you are on your knees with God.
Akwazi ukuthi adilize lesi sikhathi esiyigugu kuwe leso sikhathi lapho usemadolweni noNkulunkulu.
And he breaks the power of your prayer.
Alimaze aphule amandla omthandazo.
Because you allow anxiety to take over, and the anxiety is just so much that you simply cannot see how you can pray and how God can still answer your prayer.
Ngoba uthatha lokho okuzwayo ukwenze kube into enkulu kuwe bese kwenza ukuthi ungabusakwazi ukuthandaza.
Can I say a strange thing?
Ngakusho yini,
one of the places where we need the gift of self-control, the fruit of self-control most, is during our prayer time.
Isikhathi lapho sidinga ukuthi sizikontrole khona amandla okuzithiba ilapho sisesikhathini somthandazo.
Because if you cannot control yourself when you're on your knees before God pleading God for mercy, the devil's noise will come in between you and God, and you'll lose your hope and your faith that God can still do a miracle for you.
Ngoba uma ungakwazi ukuzithiba ngesikhathi unxusa usemthandazweni ukhuluma noNkulunkulu, uSathane ingapho ilapho engakwazi ukuthi akudilize khona, akudilize amandla omthandazo.
Know this, the devil doesn't just attack your prayer life by making you lazy to go and pray.
Azi ukuthi uSathane akakuhlaseli njengokuthi akwenze ukuthi uvilaphe ukuthi uthandaze.
He also attacks it by making you too anxious to be able to pray focused with your eyes on the Lord and calm and with trust and faith.
Ukuphutha lokho ukuba ungakwazi ukuthi uthandaze, ufake amandla, ubheke kuNkulunkulu, umethembe uNkulunkulu akwemunce lokho, yize uthandaze.
I'm getting to the last point, and for that I want to read a few more verses.
Sengiya ipointi lokugcina, ngithanda ukuthi ngifunde amaverse ambalwa.
Verse 31. Then his servant said to him, "Look now, we have heard that the kings of the house of Israel are merciful kings. Please, yep, let us put," verse 29. And they encamped opposite each other for 7 days. So it was that on the 7th day the battle was joined, and the children of Israel killed 100,000 of the foot soldiers of the Syrians in 1 day.
Base bemisile, bebhekene izinsuku eziyisikhombisa. Kwathi ngosuku lwesikhombisa kwaqala ukuliwa, abantwana ba-Israyeli babulala ama-Aramu ayizinkulungwane eziyikhulu ayemgundatshane ngalosuku lunye.
But the rest fled to Aphek into the city. Then a wall fell on 27,000 of the men who were left. And Ben-Hadad fled and went into the city, into an inner chamber.
Abaseleyo babaleka emzini yase-Efeka, ugange lwawela phezu kwabantu abayizinkulungwane ezingamashumi amabili nesikhombisa abaseleyo. Naye uBenhadadi wabaleka wangena emzini amakamelo ngamakamelo.
Then his servant said to him, "Look now, we have heard that the kings of Israel, of the house of Israel, are merciful kings. Please, let us put sackcloth around our waists and ropes around our heads and go out to the king of Israel. Perhaps he will spare your life."
Kepha izinceku zakhe zathi kuye, "Bheka sizwile ukuthi amakhosi endlu yakwa-Israyeli angamakhosi anomusa. Ake sembathe izindwangu zamasaka ezinkalweni zethu nezintambo emakhanda ethu. Siphume siye enkosini yakwa-Israyeli, mhlawumbe iyakusindisa ukuphila kwakho."
So they wore sackcloth around their waists and put ropes around their heads and came to the king of Israel and said, "Your servant Ben-Hadad says, 'Please let me live.'" And he said, "Is he still alive? He is my brother."
Zazazibhinqe izindwangu zamasaka ezingalweni zazo nezintambo emakhanda azo zaya enkosini yakwa-Israyeli zathi, "Ithi inceku yakho uBenadadi ake ungiyeke ngiphile." Yayisithi, "Usekhona na? Ungumfowethu yena."
Now the men were watching closely to see whether any sign of mercy could come from Ahab, and they quickly grasped at his words and said, "Your brother Ben-Hadad." So he said, "Go bring him." Then Ben-Hadad came out to him, and he came and he had him come up into the chariot.
Amadoda aqaphela lokho ashesha ukuqinisa ukuvela kuye athi, "Ngingumfowenu uBenhadadi." Wathi, "Hambani nimlande." UBenhadadi wayesephumela kuye wamkhwelisa inqola yakhe.
So Ben-Hadad said to him, "The cities which my father took from your father I will restore, and you may set up marketplaces for yourself in Damascus as my father did in Samaria." Then Ahab said, "I will send you away with this treaty." So he made a treaty with him and sent him away.
UBenhadadi wayesethi kuye, "Imizi ubaba ithatha kuyihlo, ngiyakuyibuyisa. Uzenzele izidalati eDamaseko njengokwenza kukababa eJerusalema eSamaria." Wahabu wathi, "Ngalesi sivumelwane ngiyakuvumela ukuba uhambe." Wayesenza isivumelwane naye wamvumela ukuba ahambe.
Verse 42. Then he said to him, "Thus says the Lord, because you have let slip out of your hand a man whom I have appointed to utter destruction, therefore your life shall go for his life, and your people for his people." So the king of Israel went to his house, sullen and displeased, and came to Samaria.
Wathi kuyo, verse 42, "Usho kanje uJehova uthi, ngokuba umyekile umuntu aphume esandleni sakho, umuntu engangimqalekisile, ukuphila kwakho kuyakuba sesikhundleni sokuphila kwakhe, nabantu bakhe babe sesikhundleni sabantu bakhe." Inkosi yakwa-Israyeli yaya endlini yayo ihluneme, ithukuthele, yeza eSamariya.
Friends, do you see how serious it is when you are soft, when God wants you and expects you to be hard?
Zihlobo, uyabona ukuthi kubi kangakanani lapho uNkulunkulu elindele ukuthi uqine wena uthambe, kodwa uNkulunkulu elindele ukuthi uqine.
Ahab did what was politically correct.
Uahabi wenza lokho ngokwepolitiki okulungile.
And I'm sure many people in the nation, if not all of them, said, "Oh, Ahab, you did a good thing. You're a merciful and a good man. You show you're a Christian. You can forgive. You're a man of God. You can forgive."
Ngiyathemba ukuthi abantu bonke bangasho ukuthi uAhabi uwumuntu omuhle, wenze kahle, uwumuntu othethelelayo, uwumuntu okhohlwayo.
Friends, are you soft on a relationship where God has said to you, "Cut that thing off. It's an abomination before me"?
Zihlobo, uthambile yena ebudlelwaneni lapho uNkulunkulu ethi, "Yiba bukhuni, nqamula lobo budlelwane, wena ube uthambe, ungabi uthathi isinyathelo esiqinile."
And you try to act politically correct.
Uzame ukwenza ngendlela yepolitiki elungile, ngokulungile, okufanele ngokwepolitiki.
You try to show compassion, but you show it in a carnal way.
Uzame ukuthi ube nesihawu, kodwa ukwenze lokho ngokwenyama.
You're not just carnal when you lose your temper and you get angry and get crossed.
Awukho nje enyameni uma udinwa uthukuthela.
You are carnal if you are soft where God says you must be strict, then you're trying to serve God as a carnal man.
Usenyameni uma wenza uthambisa izinto uNkulunkulu ethi qinisa ukhonza uNkulunkulu enyameni.
If you and I try to serve God with our emotions, we are serving God in a carnal way. We are going to be soft where we should be hard, and we're going to be hard where we should be soft.
Uma sikhonza siyeka lokho uNkulunkulu athi asikwenze, sikhonza uNkulunkulu ngokwenyama, sithambe la uNkulunkulu ethi asiqinise khona, siqinise la uNkulunkulu ethi asithambise khona.
And all that our so-called grace and mercy and love and long-suffering and patience is going to do, it's going to call God's curse down upon me and my family.
Konke lokho engikubiza ngomusa ukubeka kade ukubekezela kuyinto engasho lutho lapho ngithamba lapho uNkulunkulu ethi angiqinise.
Sometimes I think everything in our churches nowadays centers about being politically correct and being popular with people.
Ngicabanga ukuthi konke mhlawumbe ebandleni lami kufanele kube indikimba yakhe kube ukuthi ngezepolitiki kuhambe kahle ngikwazi ukuthi ngikwenze kahle ngezepolitiki.
These days I read about Korah, Datum and Abiram who rebelled against Moses.
Korah, Datum and Abiram.
And the Lord sent the earth to open its mouth and it swallowed them up and they died.
Do
you know what happened the next day? Do you know what the Israelites did? They had just seen the earth swallowing up Korah and his friends for their rebellion against Moses. God has acted supernaturally to destroy these three men. You know what the nation of Israel did the next morning? They went to Moses and they said, Moses, you killed these three men. Go and read it in your own Bible. It stands there. I think the very next day they came and they said, Moses, you killed these three people.
Do
you know what I realized when I read this? Korah and his friends had built up political support and a power base amongst the children of Israel. They built their fortress on being popular with the people. And this is another problem in the church today. People build their churches on being popular with the people. But what is popular with the people is often an abomination to God. This is our problem. We live before people. We are so aware of people that we are not aware of God anymore. And we don't even realize we are sitting in the stomach of the bear. And you think you're right. Because many agree with you. And meanwhile, God says this is an abomination that you're busy with. Friends, I'm not here to glorify people. But I thank the Lord for a leader that is not trying to please people. That lives today as he did more than 60 years ago to serve God with all his heart.
osephilile okhola namhlanje osekuyiminyaka engaphezulu kwamashumi ayisithupha ekhonza uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke.
This is how I want people to remember me.
Yilokho engifisa ukuthi abantu engathi bangangikhumbula
ngayo. This is how I want my children to remember me.
Yilokho engifisa nengane zami zingikhumbule ngayo.
A man that served God with all his heart, not 99% or 98%, 100%.
Ukuba ngibe umuntu omkhonza uNkulunkulu ngenhliziyo yakhe yonke, hayi ngo 99%, kodwa ngayo yonke inhliziyo yami.
And Ahab's reaction is typical.
Kodwa okwenze u-Ahab kuyinto nje engenasisekelo.
Because he didn't accept the reprimand and the punishment from the Lord.
Akazange samukele isijeziso nokusolwa uNkulunkulu.
He went back to his house.
Waya ophendela endlini yakhe.
Where he was comfortable.
Lapho ayethola khona ukufudumala.
Where he could do things the way he liked.
Lapho ayenza khona izinto azithandayo.
He went back to his house.
Waphindela endlini yakhe.
Sullen and displeased. He was unhappy with this prophet. He was, that's all you can say, he was unhappy. He had up till here from this prophet.
Ehluneme emuncu engathokozile emubi.
He was sick and tired.
Why khathele sekhathele?
You watch a person that kicks against the pricks and go against God.
Buka umuntu obumelana noNkulunkulu akhahlele ezinkandini.
And he'll be sullen and displeased.
Uzoba muncu ahluname.
So friends, here's your challenge for the year that lies ahead.
Mhlobo, nayi inselele yalonyaka ongaphambi kwakho.
Do you want to just carry on this new year with the same old things, serving the Lord in the same old ways?
Uthanda ukuthi uqhubeke umkhonze uNkulunkulu ngendlela endala, ngendlela obuwenza ngayo?
Or are you willing to do radical things to come right with God and to please God?
Noma ufuna ukuthatha isinyathelo esikhulu esisheshayo.
Even if you are already sitting in the stomach of the bear,
noma ngabe ukhona uphakathi esiswini sebhele,
then climb out of the stomach of the bear today for this new year, so that you know this new year I'll be free to serve God as I should.
Phuma dilika esiswini sebhele. Uthi kulonyaka ngifuna ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu ngendlela okufanele ngimkhonze ngayo.
And may the year that lies ahead, 2013.
Kwangathi unyaka ongaphambi kwethu, unyaka ka-2013.
May your and my story of our lives be exactly the same as God's story of our lives.
Engathi indaba yempilo yakho nendaba engabhalwa uNkulunkulu ngempilo yakho ingafana ncamashi nengabhalwa yimina nengabhalwa wena.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for men of God of old and nowadays who inspire us, who set such a wonderful example for us.
Nkosi siyakubonga ngamadoda kaNkulunkulu akudala, namadoda kaNkulunkulu akhona njengamanje agqugquzela izimpilo zethu ukuba sikhona.
And even though it is tragic to read about people who failed, you allowed it to be written, Lord, so that we can learn from that.
Nkosi, noma kuyinto embi edabukisayo ukufunda ngabantu abahluleka, kodwa Nkosi ukubhalile ukuba sifunde.
Help us to learn from this portion.
Nkosi, sisize ukuba sifunde kule ndima.
So that this time in this service would truly break the chains of darkness that Satan and the lies with which Satan has caught us.
Nkosi, ukuba lesi sikhathi ngalenkonzo kugqabule amaketanga kaSathane asibophe ngawo.
Amen.